Here's what's trending in education news.
Pedal desks are all the rage. That's right, from WDRB.com, Owensboro, Kentucky. Quote, remember those classrooms with desks? You know, the ones like in A Christmas Story, all lined up in rows? That's so 20th century. End quote. Yeah, in Kentucky. In fact, if you Google, you'll see it's happening all over the country. But in Kentucky, a kindergarten teacher won $12,000. And with that $12,000, she replaced those old style desks with newfangled pedal desks. What's a pedal desk? Just what it sounds like. An overpriced desk with a set of pedals attached to it to allow kids to, quote, pedal and learn. Hell, in one middle school in North Carolina, according to TheInsider.com, pedal desks have even increased the math scores of middle schoolers. Don't think I'm serious? Think this is a joke? I wish. Hey, in the name of academic achievement, we are now spending thousands of dollars for pedal bikes. Why? Well, in Kentucky and North Carolina, those damn kids were just too fidgety. Something had to be done. Kids were jiggling, poking, and throwing. It was chaos. Again, something had to be done. And then something was done indeed. Way too much money was spent on a bullshit program. You can't make kids sit still for hours on end. It's not natural. Really, it's a form of child abuse. Which begs two questions. Are these people insane? And what the hell happened to recess and playgrounds? You see, recess would have cost nothing, not a zilch. Kids could have fidgeted, run, spit, yell, twist, do all the things they do for the simple cost of nothing out on a playground. It's called recess. It happens outside the school. It's been used for years, and it's proven. So Kentucky and North Carolina, listen up. Stop being stupid. If kids are fidgety, they're telling you something. They either have to pee really bad, or they're ready for a freaking break from the monotony that school has become in the pursuit of academic achievement. Wonder what those math scores would have been like if we had just let those kids be kids during the day and simply have time to play. I'll end it with this quote from ScaryMom.com. They're restless for a reason. They're not being given enough unstructured time at school to run around and burn off energy. We don't need to be looking for solutions for restless kids. We need to let them out of the classroom again. So let me end with this. No pedal desks. Let's try some old-fashioned recess and playgrounds. And that's your news with attitude.